This is RSBNB Update, episode 37, recorded March 3rd, 2006. We're here with Pika and Chrisella this week. Basically going to cover everything we normally do, have lots of your questions, so I think it's time we get started. Why don't you guys both say hello, actually, first?
Good morning, good evening, good night, wherever you are, deep below the Earth's surface. This is RSBNB Update, and I'm Pika69.
Very good. Very good.
Hi.
I guess that's Pika's alternate intro.
Yes.
So, what time is it there in Australia today?
2 p.m.
Oh, exactly. So it's not 5 a.m. then, so I guess that's good then, hey?
Yes, very good.
Okay, then. We'll start with this week's RuneScape updates, a few of them. A Fairy Tale Part 1. Martin the Master Gardener is confused. That's the guy you thief from to get seeds by a drainer there. You thief from him, stick your hands in his pockets. Martin the Master Gardener is confused. What can have caused all his crops to fail? Pop down Drainer Village to try and find out or get him to the root of the problem. Is there something more serious going on, or are these just growing pains?
Growing pains.
Yeah. Players clever enough to solve the problem will be rewarded with a generous dose of XP and even a new farming tool to help you get the most out of your crops.
Most out of your crops?
Yeah. And then, of course, they also have the reader's letters this week, so.
Letters.
Quest info. Yeah, letters. 2 quest points, 3,500 farming XP, and 1,000 magic XP, and 2,000 attack experience.
Ooh.
This puts the total quest point total up to 198 now. So, how many quest points do you guys have?
Oops. Sorry. Less than, 100.
Ah.
No, you don't.
Yeah, you would have more than that, wouldn't you?
You have more than that.
I can, 130-ish, maybe?
Ah, yeah. I see. What about you, Chrisella?
I think I have, 103 or something.
Oh, yeah. Pika should do some more quests to get more quest points.
That's right. I think I should.
Yes, exactly. You should.
Yeah. That's right. I would be doing a quest to get quest points and stuff. Of course I will.
Well, we kind of just had some signal problems there with Pika. Could you just say what you said again, please?
There's no need to.
All right, then. New readers' letters this month. Humorous ones as always. Goblins and the age-old questions of whether or not the world is round or flat.
Dude, it's totally flat.
Anyways,
I almost walked off the edge the other day.
Wow. Yeah, RuneScape is flat, you know, because it's not a globe. But apparently, it is a globe. If you look at these letters, it shows the entire world as a globe, but I heard somewhere that it was just an island, so I'm not really too sure on that. So, yes.
RuneScape is just an island?
Yeah, that's what I heard. Off the coast of England.
What?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
What are these people smoking? So, we're gonna go to this little island. Yeah, this little tiny island off of England and be like, oh my god, there's warriors and goblins and crap like that. Ooh, it's the elf city! Ooh, the wilderness! Better not go there, or else I'll die and lose all my GP and rune armor. Oh no! That guy has a magic skull over his head. He must have killed my friend. That's where he went.
Oh, that's a good one. But, anyways, they're continuing with their graphics update. They updated the Lost City. It's all blue now.
The what?
The Lost City? It's all blue. It's blue.
Why?
It's blue now instead of green.
Why?
I don't know. You can see a picture of it on the blog from when this quest was being done. we got a picture of Mike, me, Brad, and Derek going in. Derek says, fairy power. Brad says, in we go. The world starts to shimmer. Mike says, wow. And I say, WTF.
I wasn't invited to the party.
No, you weren't on when we started this.
I'm never...
It's okay, I wasn't invited either.
So,
upset, Shane.
Well, we started it around, I think it was 4:30 p.m., so, yes.
Like that. But, that's just...
Pika's breaking up today. His sound
say it again.
Yeah, say again.
There's no need to. Really.
I think you really should. It's breaking up, so...
I have to disagree with that.
Yeah, sorry for Pika's audio quality this week, but he appears to be having connection problems, so...
There is no problem.
If he just disappears, that's why. So, yes.
Like
also,
that, wouldn't you?
Also on that post, we got a picture of digging up a skull in the Drainer graveyard, so that's interesting. So take a look at those. Shane.rsbnb.com. No, we don't want Pika to disappear. No way. We have these posts. You know, we post the news on the forums and whatnot, so when we do that, there's a poll. And people vote in the poll. So far, 10 people have voted in this poll. And 7% of these people said it was an average update. So I guess that would be 3 out of 5 then. For those of you guys who like those kind of numbers. I don't know, you guys like those kind of statistical numbers?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love numbers.
Makes everything all kind of like jive together and make sense, doesn't it? Like, without numbers, you certainly couldn't do like the majority of the things you do. Like, for instance, measuring angles. It's all made possible with the life of numbers. But another update this week was the Rule 12 reminder. That's it. Yes. That's right. Reminding all you guys to not trade RuneScape items for real-life cash. Strictly prohibited against the RuneScape rules. They recently launched a new system that can detect these types of trades. I definitely say there will be some wrong bannings. 992 people have been banned so far. And Jagex reiterates their position, saying that there are no official gold websites. And they've even had queries from players complaining they didn't receive an item they paid real-life money for. And given it's against the rules, it seems like a strange thing for them to tell Jagex. We got more on this in questions, so... Yes. This week's updates were kind of a shocking reminder of Rule 12 and a quest that people like averagely. So, 3 out of 5. That's pretty much all they updated this week. A whole bunch of bug fixes we've seen during the quest.
Yay.
So, yeah. Quest was easy.
Questions yet?
One sec. Quest was easy. So, if you feel adventurous and you can kill something that's level 111, go ahead and do it. But, on to questions now. You guys can take turns reading these.
Okay, so I'm peeking first.
There's no way of sitting down when there are things to sit in everywhere on RuneScape. That's from Old MacDaddy. I was quite wondering this myself, actually. There's all these park benches and chairs and stools and all that, but there's no sit option. Why are they there? Characters sit. Like that one girl in Draenor.
Miss Shizum.
Yes.
Miss
She's sitting.
Miss Shizum.
And the guy that you have to do the White Knight thing for, he sits as well.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And there's the guy in Caniphus that's sitting on the crate.
Sitting on the crate?
Yeah, isn't there the guy in there?
I've never seen that guy.
Wait, isn't there?
No, I've never seen
him. Maybe not. I can't remember.
Maybe you're seeing things.
There was some guy sitting on a crate somewhere, I swear.
As I see it from a technical point of view, I'll always try and give these for questions. There's no reason why they couldn't make something sit on a chair or a bench. They can make people, like, crouch. and sit on their sled from that one sled quest way back when. So, I don't know, but that would be an interesting way to restore energy, wouldn't it? Take a seat on a chair or something.
Yes.
Also, they got all those big tables in that White Knight place that people could sit at. That'd just be, like, I don't know. Maybe that's something they're planning to add in the future if they bring fatigue back. What do you think?
I want to sit down.
Okay.
I think then. I'd quite like to sit down as well.
Yeah. So, I guess the answer for that question is, we don't know why, so. But it would definitely be something that would be welcomed, I think. Thank you, Alt Mac Daddy. Next question. Chrysala, want to take this one?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
Martin says, for us to wait for his crops to grow for a better reward, he promised. When do you think this reward will be released? Perhaps in part 2 of the new quest. That's from CZF's Crazy.
Yeah, the crazy one. Mod on RSVP.
Well, yes. Having not done the quest, I can't be too positive, but I don't think there will be a better promised reward. I think it'll put you out of your reward by just making you wait longer for the same reward, and you'll think that it's better. It won't be better. It'll be the same thing.
I don't know, I didn't actually catch this during the quest, but they might introduce some revolutionary aspect of farming, who knows? Then maybe you might be able to get it on the high scores. Yeah. I don't know, that's what I think it might be.
And if they don't get me farming, then that is one great reward.
Yeah, and it'll probably be in part 2, which means you will need to do part 1.
Oh.
Yes. What's Chrysalis farming?
One.
Yeah.
That's why I can't do any of the new quests, because they all need farming.
My farming is 66.
You're crazy.
Yes, you are crazy.
Yeah, I bet. So, yeah. Anyways. Thank you, Crazy.
We love you, Crazy.
Okay.
Not really, we do. Shane will deny it, but we actually do.
Yeah, we do, don't we? So.
Yes. Okay. I just got you to say that you love him.
What do you think of Rule 12? Also, what's your opinion on gold seller / power levelers? Jagex started that will be stated that you will be banned for trading with a gold seller. What if you are legit trading or selling to someone and you get banned because Jagex saw you trading them? That's from X? Oh, yeah. X.
Can you say his name again, Shane?
X? Oh, yeah. X.
Well,
thank you.
It's a very good rule. I think it's fundamental to the game. And I would not change this rule, which, of course, is Rule 12. And I have absolutely every idea what Rule 12 is, but I'm not going to say it. It speaks for itself.
Yes.
So, 12 is very important.
Based on gold sellers, I don't think that should be allowed to happen. It does happen in games, other RPG games like World of Warcraft, which I'm sure some of you guys play, but I don't think it's part of RuneScape, and it wasn't designed that way, so I think it should just be outlawed as it is. And in other words, as one famous person said, or infamous maybe, depending on your status or what are your opinion, ban all noobs. That's what somebody said once.
Who's that?
Oh, I'll tell you after who it is, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Suspense.
Power levelers? What do we think of power levelers? What are they?
They're cool.
They're
just people on a mission to get stuff done, and they want to get it done as fast as they can. It's not bad.
With that, so that's good. That question was from X. Oh, yeah, X.
X, oh, yeah, X.
Pika, want to take the next question?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm level 80 combat, and I've never been in the wilderness. Is that bad? And that's from Gaming Crazy. Actually, yes, it is. Every man needs to go into the wilderness. And if you have not been to the wilderness, you're not a man.
There's nothing wrong with not going in the
grow
wilderness.
Grow a pair and go in the wilderness.
Maybe he doesn't want him to lose all his stuff.
Yeah.
Just go to level 1 wilderness.
Well, level 1 is actually okay, but...
Don't be afraid.
But you are guaranteed your 3 items if you're not Scald, so you can always bank on that and do 3 iteming if you really, really wanted to go in there. But getting to the root of the question, it is not bad.
Not really bad, no.
It's still pretty bad.
I don't know. I didn't go in the wilderness until I was probably level 60.
So I went into the wilderness when I was level 3, because yes. I didn't know what it was.
Got lost.
Seriously.
I didn't get lost. I just walked into there and it said, this is the wilderness. I was like, oh, cool. And I kept walking and died.
Well, like, the wilderness, like, warning thing, it's like, this is the wilderness. The deeper you go, the more treasure there is. Or the rewards get greater or something like that. So I thought there's like, cities out there with, like, gold and all that. Just, like, gold laying on the ground. So I was like, cool. Let's go.
Yeah. That's, like, the one thing on Star Trek called the Delphic Expanse. It's a very dangerous place to be, but there's some interesting things in there, so that's kind of what I equate the wilderness to. But the only thing with that expanse was once you went in, you couldn't get out. So, but that's not true with the wilderness, so I don't want to scare anyone away.
Wilderness, and like Captain Janeway there, she's like, I've been waiting for.
This wasn't Voyager. No. on to the next question now.
Can I read this one?
Yes, go ahead.
What do you think of Gmail compared to large email providers like Hotmail and Yahoo? That's from Panda200X.
It's going absolutely super.
Yes. What does Chrisella think of that?
I don't like Gmail.
Why?
I personally love Hotmail. It's my I would hug Hotmail if I could.
Oh, well.
Because Gmail, it's just like not as pretty and it's not as efficient, and you have to be signed into Google Talk to get little notifications, and I'm always on MSN, so I like Hotmail.
This is not entirely true. I like Gmail, and I've been using it. I got this for a bit of a tech news story. I like Gmail. One of the reasons is it says you have used 26 megabytes, and in brackets, 1% of your 2,700 megabytes, whereas Hotmail is you've used 1% of your 250 megabytes. So what is that? 2,700 divided by 250. That's a big difference.
But you never fill up your Hotmail one. Because it's so big now.
Well,
that's 14, I think.
But eventually you'll have to delete stuff, so. I like Gmail, and I got a tech news story based on this later on, but I won't spoil it right now, so. I like it.
With Gmail, you get 10.8 times the amount of space than you do with Hotmail.
Exactly.
It's 10.8%.
10.8 times.
Yeah, times. That's a lot.
A lot more space, so yes.
1,000%.
I think Chrisella, speaking of that, there's something called the Gmail notifier, which you can download and install, and it will notify you on your desktop when you have a new Gmail.
Okay, guys, if you seriously need a notification when you get an email, you need to get Life, because you could just like go to the web page, just have a link right on your desktop. Just click sign in, and there it is. I don't understand this whole, like, notification thing.
I use the customizable Google homepage, and I have my Gmail on there, and whenever I load my page, it'll show me if I have a new email. So that's how I check Gmail.
Once like, they have notifications for everything, that overwhelm them, and they eventually, like, die because they can't get to the point can't get through the notifications to get to your actual email. I'd rather just get on there and look at my emails instead of having all the notifications come up.
I don't know. So, I think it's a 2 out of 3 thing here that we like Gmail. So, yes, go for it. If you need an invite, just contact me. I have 100 of them. That goes for you too, Chrisella. If you want one, just let me know.
I want one what?
Gmail invite.
I have a Gmail account. I just never use it because it's crap.
That's not crap.
It's awesome. Can you upload, like, multimedia to it?
Yes, there are ways. There are pieces of software that let you connect to your Gmail and use it as a drive and store files there.
Wow, cool.
So, yes, think of it as a backup device.
But then Google knows what you're doing.
Yes, so...
Okay.
Yeah, be good. Be good. Anyways. Don't do
next
my...
Next question. I should read this one.
Why do you think that Dr. Harlow from the Vampire Slayer FTP quest has moved bars from his previous bar near the wilderness to the Blue Moon Inn, slightly south of the general store in Varrock? What?
P.S.
Yeah.
I forgot the P.S.
What? I don't understand this question.
Read the P.S.
P.S. What were the totals for listeners? Oh, I got 5. Now let me get on. Let me get on to my private message. I can read off all the users that were nice enough to send me a private message.
He got 5, but I know we do have more than 5 listeners.
Guys, really, send me a private message, okay? Do it right now. Right now. Go on the forums and send it to me.
I'll start answering this question while Pika's opening up. Why do you think that he moved? Possibly because it's too scary. So.
The other vampires made fun of him.
The other vampires made fun of him. I don't know. I didn't even notice he moved. Possibly moving for another, for the use of another quest in the future, possibly? I don't know. Priscilla, what do you think?
About what?
About the guy moving for that free-to-play quest.
He moved?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know about this stuff. I've done that quest. It doesn't matter to me anymore.
Yeah, so, are we allowed to say we don't know?
Yeah. It's probably the imps.
Probably the imps?
Okay. I got the name here.
Okay, read them off.
Okay, there's Skate Ickley, or Ickley. Oh man, I just forgot it already. Then there's Hand-Me-Down, and NMR7, and Thief18954, I love you, Thief. You're my. There's MetalManiac9, Sneak1230, and that's all.
Okay. And that question was from PFK99s. Yeah.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah, so that's who it was from. Thank you, PFK99s.
Send me a private message, I'm telling you, man. Mang, do it.
Yeah, send everybody send Pika private messages. So, yes. Next question. Chrisella, you want to read this one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I currently own a set of all the Barrow's armor, yet sadly when I go to Castle Wars I can't use the sets. What do you think about this? I think they should let you wear helms, capes, enough to know your team. What do you think?
Yes. What's the point if you can't use the full set effect? Hey, that doesn't make any sense. You have Darox and you're really low on health, but you don't have the set effect, so you can't hit really high. I can imagine how annoying that must be. It's very annoying.
Well, when you go into Castle Wars, it's a different game than RuneScape, but it's based on RuneScape, but it's like totally different. So be lucky you got what you get in there.
Okay. Yeah, thank you, Pika. Chrisella, have anything to say?
Well, I haven't even owned Barris, so I wouldn't know what the sets do. So it's okay. No really advantage to me if I could use it anyway.
Okay then. Yeah, definitely not fair. So, that's what I have to say. Pika thinks it is fair, so... Thank you, X. Oh, yeah, X. Next one I'll handle. Did you hear that parts of Bill Gates' house was designed on a Mac? It's from Gaming Crazy. Did you know that, Chrisella?
I hate Bill Gates. He should die in a hole.
Yeah. So you like Macs,
then? Did you know that Bill Gates probably uses a Mac? back himself?
Yeah, he probably does, doesn't he? That'd be funny. So
that's probably why Microsoft sucks so much.
No, there's other reasons than that. So
no, that's the only reason, Shane. You know.
No, we didn't know, so yeah. Thanks for that little tidbit of information. And that takes us into tech news now. I'll get started here. I got some reading to do. Well, for anybody that follows news and stuff like that, this week Apple released two new products. Yes, an Intel Mac Mini and some iPod speakers. The new Mac Minis are definitely faster than the old ones. So I think Chrisella should go out and buy one.
Buy what, a Mac?
Yes.
Never, ever, 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 Shane.
Core Solo goes for $599 US, and the Core Duo goes for $799 US. The Core Solo is a one core processor, and the Core Duo is a dual core processor. So,
is the single still better, or is it still good?
Oh yeah, the Solo is still good. It's pretty much everyone that, like, a basic user would only need a Solo.
Okay.
So, yes. But the Dual, you'd want the Duo if you're going to be doing high-end stuff like images and stuff that requires lots of CPU stuff, so yes. Apple says they're 2.5 to 3.2 times faster than the old PowerPC ones. We don't know if this is true or not, but we'll have to wait and see until some actual percent or decimal value times fastness comes out. But based on some Xbench benchmarks that have been seen so far, we can see that they are definitely faster. And the modding community has been able to almost upgrade one of the processors in these new machines. So, but you could try doing that and you'd end up voiding your warranty. So I don't think you'd want to end up doing that, because a warranty is good to have. And they should be pretty good. If you're looking for one, I'd wait a bit to see if there are any problems with them or anything like that. Very media-centric. They'd make good media-centric PC. So has this convinced any of you guys to go out and grab one?
No.
No? What about you, Chrisella?
No.
No?
No.
No!
Whoa, what was that?
What?
I think somebody made a very strange voice.
It's probably her.
Okay, then. Speakers are good for pop and rock, but they sound pretty bad on classical.
Really?
So I wouldn't buy those speakers if I were you, from what I've heard.
What's pop and rock?
Pop and rock? Pop is what's a pop band?
Okay.
Yeah, like pop music,
I thought that was like a band or something Canadian.
No, pop, I don't know. What's a pop band that's out nowadays? They don't sound too good on classical, but if you'd like to see more about this, check out this online TV show called MacBreak. Yeah, so don't buy the speakers, I guess, from what's been said.
Yeah.
Next piece of tech news, this is the Gmail one. I was getting all these kinds of errors in Thunderbird, the client. You know that email client, Mozilla Thunderbird?
You know why? Because it's a product of Firefox.
A product of Firefox. No.
Mozilla, or whatever you call it. That's because it's associated with Firefox. That's why it's crap, Shane.
No.
It's the truth.
No. I've moved, because of that, I've moved all my emails over to Gmail. Use it as a client. It's pretty good. After I did that, somebody did write a guide for this, so I have the link for the guide here if you want to do that yourself. It's a good guide. Thought I'd mention it. But it does require that you have the ability to forward your email to some other address.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so you maybe Pika wants to do that, eh?
Well, I'm sure that no one's sending me stuff on Pika at pk69 at rsbnb.com. Please send it to my Gmail, which I will have posted shortly.
Yes.
In my profile.
Pika, does Pika have a Gmail account right now?
You got me one when the beta was out.
Oh, so, I did, didn't I?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah. What is it? Say it out loud.
I feel awkward saying it because it's the same as my AOL screen name.
Ah, so okay. Okay, then.
Actually, okay. I do want to say it out loud.
Oh, no, that's okay.
No, come on.
Okay, say your email.
I think I'll pass. No, actually, yes. It's kumalization@gmail.com.
We'll have exact spelling for that in the notes for this
yes,
show.
Yes, we will. CUMILIZATION, I think.
ZI.
CUMILIZATION.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you're having spelling class here.
Yes.
We're having a spelling class, so yes. Take a look at this guide. Anyways, next. Are you guys waiting for Windows Vista?
No.
Yes.
Yes, because...
I'm waiting to see how crappy it's going to be.
Well, you'll buy one CD at your store, right? Like the standard?
No. How much?
I'm not sure yet. They haven't announced prices.
If it's 50 cents, I might get it. Oops.
But if you want to upgrade to one of the other 8 versions, you no need to go out and buy another CD. You just buy it online. Microsoft is packing all four of the operating systems onto a single disk. Once installed, a quick trip to the control panel is all you'll need to upgrade from Home Basic all the way to Ultimate. Wow. And you'll also need a credit card, of course.
Credit cards suck. Don't get them.
And, of course, if you have too much Vista, you can always downgrade. And they are going to be having the ability so people cannot hack the disks to get the full version, the full Ultimate version. So anybody that's thinking of trying that, don't. It probably won't work. So yes, just a little piece of information that was interesting and necessary to mention as Vista is approaching. Not sure exactly when it's being released yet, but that should come out sometime in April then. On to rants now. Chrisella wanted to do the first rant, I think.
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
How do you say the first word?
Tick.
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 Okay. This thread is about a problem. One that has most people supporting. This problem...
Okay,
shut up.
That's enough for
this problem...
Punk power. Okay, go on.
I'm going to start again because you're talking. Yeah. This thread is about a problem. One that has most people supporting. This problem? Well, that's easy. Rare items. I understand Dragon Chain and such are rare, but Santa hats, party hats, WTF. Just picture this. Every week level players, P2P, suggest that the scarves and hats that were dropped on Christmas should be tradable. Then they can make 500k or so of them.
Whoa.
Want to hear the funny thing? The bastards, the very same ones who have many party hats and Santa hats, say this. Oh my god, you knew! Why didn't you work hard for your money instead of just wishing? Exactly 2 seconds later, that same player says, selling 16 Santas and every color party hat. Two things ran through my head. One, this guy is trying to impress someone with this work hard bull. Two, maybe he got those off PKing. Then I asked him, oi, bloody hell, where'd you get those? He goes, waffle, noob, I've been playing this game ever since it came out. Then the thought hit me. Why the hell do I have to work hard for money when those fat bosses make around 100 mil a day when I try my hardest collecting units to make at least 1 mil every week? Then I laughed, remembering that one of the high levels said, I'm level 83, I collect Unids and such, but ever since I died, I've been trying to work hard for a whip so I can have something to fight with. Then I realized, why am I fishing when someone out there is making more money than I am?
RuneScape isn't all about money, noobs.
Yeah, it's not all about money. It's about having fun and sharing.
I didn't even understand that rant. The only part that I thought was funny was the ruffle.
I like the bastards.
Bastards?
Yeah. bastards. So, yes.
I don't know, I've been talking a lot today.
Oh, I see. Smoking?
Let me take an old... Yeah, I got a smoker's cough. I'm an idiot. But anyways, my cough is gone because my favorite cola, which I should not say the name of.
Okay, then.
Diet Coke. Only solution.
Yeah, so...
Diet Coke. The final solution to thirst.
Interesting. I don't know. This guy might have a bit of a point, but money isn't really all it's about. Money just makes things easier. You're not happy when you have 10 million compared to when you have 3 million. You're not any happier. I can attest to that myself, because I've had that much money, and it makes you no happier than when you have 3 million or less.
You've had 10 million?
Yes, I have.
Do you still have this 10 million?
No. No, I don't. I don't. So, that's the end of that one. That's the end of that rant. I'll read the next one, because Pika is having connection problems tonight.
I'll read the last one, then.
There's only two. Oh, yes, you can read the short one, I mean. Yes. Okay. the formerly owned shield. Sure, it gives the best melee def around, but is it really enough? I got my square from a half drop. I made mine myself, the super rare drop and the other 750k half, but it's useless now. Why? Obsidian shield, Zamorak books? Well, you might argue that it still has the best defense bonus. Hardly. Granite shield obsidian is far better range defense now and far cheaper. Runekite has almost the same defensive stats, plus four better slash. That's it. So this legendary, ancient, powerful-looking shield is hardly any better than Rune with no stat bonuses. Well, it does look cool, I guess, except the dragon on my shield is all buggy-looking. I have my dragon square shield made by myself. I use my obsidian shield more. If a player is willing to waste 3 hours on the chance of getting a cape that gives one attack and plus four strength, why would a player want to give up a possible 5 or 6 strength or 8 attack on, like, a 4 defense anyway? I think this is a good point, because the stats for the dragon half or the dragon shield aren't that good compared to some of the new stuff that's come out.
Well, I've heard that a lot of different type of armors are better than dragon.
Yeah.
And I think dragon armor is just more of a nostalgia thing right now. Because it was once great, but now with all this new, better stuff coming out under Radiant Dragon, it's just like, what's the point of having it other than just to have it to represent the old good days?
Yeah, exactly. Same feeling here. I can get a better shield, so. I think we all agree with this one. And Pika's going to say back in the day when Dragon was, such and such, and only a few items and whatnot.
When like people only had meds and shields, and it was like, wow, I hardly ever saw. I've never seen a dragon shield until I was a member, actually. Level 70 at least, because and now there's flint ground.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Who does? Okay, that's
okay. Read the next rant.
Jagex, why do you hate noobs? That is the question. Why do you give little level 10 barbarians great axes to kill noobs with? Since when did they change the barbarian village? It used to be such a peaceful place. Now whenever a noob tries to just walk to Falador, he gets mauled by great axes. I was training here with my peer, and I've seen 14 level 3s slash C.
I don't know what that means.
14 level 3s through 20s die in 1 hour. What?
I don't know.
Rephrase the sentence, please.
Yeah.
Getting bored. Just want stupid things now. They just do stupid things now. Let's give a level great. Jeez. I understand this.
You agree with this?
I agree, because Jagex just has no plans for expanding in Rune. They're just taking everything already. As the days go on.
Yeah, that's a good point. We haven't seen an area expansion in a long, long time. So, I guess that's something we kind of have to worry about.
watch them on Monday, like, fill up the entire, all the black on the map.
Oh, that'd be lots to go check out. Big new areas to expand on. So, yeah, I think that's the end of the rants now. Unless Chrisella has something to say about that.
I think they should give me a great axe.
What level's your attack strength?
I don't even know, like 60-something?
Oh, they're for level 70s and up.
Really?
Yeah.
That's why I said they should give me one.
But you won't be able to hold it.
Yes, I will, if Dragex gives it to me.
I believe we went through this discussion on episode 36A regarding the whip.
I still want one.
Chrisella wants a whip. So if you have a whip you want to donate to her, donate it, but she won't be able to wield it.
It's okay, I'll still have it, and then I'll give her lots of love.
So, yeah, that's what Chrisella has to say about it. Antares B&B news?
Yes.
Okay. Well, some good news on this front. We've added a chat room donated by Nate, who is a design crew council member, chat moderator, does all the design crew stuff. You can find him down in the design crew forums on level 36. You can access the chat by going to the forums, clicking on chat. You just log in with your account info and whatnot, so yes. It's actually quite fun when there's lots of people in there. I recommend go trying it out. And we do follow the same rules that are on the forums, so yes. That's that. So give it a try if you haven't. And everybody's nice in there. And the mods are nice. They don't smell.
Well, maybe some of them do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, we won't name names then.
No names.
Okay. That's some RSB&B news. We haven't had any of that in a long time. What have we been doing on RuneScape? How about Pika go first?
I got another black beret from a clue.
What? Another black beret.
I got three now.
Yeah, I only have one. Like, I've never gotten a beret from a clue.
I got two berets from one clue once.
Yeah, I know. You friggin' spammed me with that picture.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because I was like, haha, Shane, I own you now.
Yeah, well, Pika likes his clues, so maybe donate to the Pika Beret Fund or something.
Shane has, like, a blue beret fetish or something.
No, my I have two black ones. I have two black ones.
What happened to your blue one?
I don't have a blue one.
Then you went to get back.
I dropped it at the drop party.
Wait, didn't I loan it to you?
Oh.
You dropped the one I loaned to you.
No. That black one that I have, that other black one, is yours still.
So I have four?
Yes, I have one of your black ones still.
I swear, wow. When did I give it to you?
When Morning's End Part 2 came out.
Cool.
I've had it for that long.
Cool, I'm like a however money that is much richer now.
Do you want it back?
Yeah, sure.
You'll have to come track me down then.
Do you still wear it?
Whenever I'm out and about, I do. Not doing combat.
You can have it for a while.
I have two, though. But I like having it because they stay in place.
Is it a crucial part of your...
Anyways, does Chrisella still play RuneScape?
Yes.
Not really. I'm in the process of quitting. But I still have, like, all these people's orders to finish before I can quit.
Can you get me 26 million rune essence?
I mean
500k rune essence?
500k?
Yeah.
Shane, I don't have any bots to do that for me.
Your souls.
Yeah, okay. 526k, please.
Shane, did you read the rules?
Did you read
the rules on my thread about it? And my shop's closed anyway.
So what are the rules?
You're not allowed to order any more than 2,000.
Oh.
Shane?
At a time.
Shane,
Yes.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
How to do what? How to do what?
Did you hear what I said?
No, I didn't.
Did it clip?
Yeah, it did.
Shane.
Cut.
From the bottom of my heart, I wish I knew how to quit you.
How to what? I still can't hear you. I can't hear you. Speak up. Go on.
Where is it?
What?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
That's what he said?
Just say it.
No, thanks.
You say it, Shane.
No. No.
Go on, say it, Shane.
No.
Shane.
Go on. Shane. Shane, come on, say it.
And why do you want me to say this?
Because.
No.
Do it. Yes. No. Yes.
Come on, Shane.
Will you
just
give me
do it.
Mad if I do?
Shane, do it for the listeners. How much do you care about the listener, Shane?
Oh, deeply, deeply.
If you were to deeply care about them, and to prove it, you need to say this.
No thanks.
You don't care about the listeners, then? They don't mean anything to you, I'm assuming.
Oh, they mean lots to me. They're the reason we're doing the show.
Then say the line, Shane.
I don't know.
Say it.
No, I wish I had somebody here that was on my side. Like Mike or Brad or...
Brad would want you to say it too.
Mike would want you to say it.
Well, you could tell me... You know I'm not up to this kind of language. You could tell me what it means first.
It's just a quote.
Doesn't
just say
mean anything.
No, thank you.
It's just a quote that I made about RuneScape. Now, just say it, please.
Nah. No.
It's harmless.
Come on, Shane, say it. I said it.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Shane! Shane, the audacity of you saying such a thing to me. I know it's been hard, Shane. And I know our relationship needs to end. But you wanted to quit me. No shame. Why? Why? Why, Shane? No. No shame. This can never tear us apart.
Oh. Are we still recording?
No.
I think we are.
Have you seen my cowboy boots anywhere?
No, I haven't seen your cowboy boots.
Or my cute little cowboy hat?
No.
Okay, joke's over, Shane.
Thank you. Tell me what the heck just happened.
Everyone in America will know. And they'll be laughing their asses off at us.
They'll be lolling in real life.
Come on, tell me.
They'll be LOLing.
LOLing.
You're both fired if I don't.
They'll be raffling.
Fired? You can't fire me.
They'll be raffling.
They'll be raffling in real life.
Shane, are you mad?
I want to say what I've been doing on RuneScape.
Go say it then.
Not giving my beret back for sure.
Well, no. No. Can I have it? Oh, yeah, definitely that. But
you know I'm charging interest on that, don't you? I've been charging rent.
I'll just keep it until I get my Santa hat back.
What?
Yeah.
What Santa hat?
Yeah. You said
he could sold your Santa hat for money.
He said I could have it.
So he could buy illicit drugs.
I said maybe.
Well, can I?
You Say the quote again and you
No. Anyways, on RuneScape, I have been training Slayer in combat. I got combat level 97. And Slayer 71. Ain't that amazing after 2 weeks of work?
I don't think this show could get any more funny.
Oh, yeah. Get the entire, or get the rest
talk
of the...
Talk about comic relief, man.
Oh. Oh. What have you, what's Pika been up to on there?
I wish I knew.
I knew.
How to quit you.
I... I can't believe...
I don't know. I think these two here are, I think we're like done or something.
I'm too high to think right now. Not really.
I think we should say goodbye, Shane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I think we're done.
We need to have Mike say it.
Mike, oh, we should get him to record it and then play it on the show.
No. I think we're done. If you guys want to chat about this, we can chat about it sometime on MSN or even in the RSBNB chat room if you want. I'm actually logging in right now.
I'll be in there soon.
Okay. So, we'll see you guys all next week then.
I heard from laughing so much.
We'll see you all next week.
Goodbye.
I'm signing off with Shane 1288, Pika 69, and Chrisella.
Peace out, Mangs.
Bye bye.
Later.
Oh my god.